The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Amin Rastani. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just wanted to mention a few words about the situation that the Middle East is in right now. But just a few words. I noticed that some of the brothers or some of the people out there, they were bringing up this idea of that the occupation should have never been provoked so that none of this would happen. I just want to say that it's hard to, I'll use the words that some people use, that it's complicated. When you are under occupation for decades upon decades upon decades, and humiliation, dehumanization, degradation, suffocation, sieging, and all of the other problems that, and the bloodshed, and the slow death of a race, as if, is taking place, and an ethnicity, then it's, as they say, it's complicated. So it's hard to talk about that, and I don't think anyone of the people out there who are rational, people who feel that some things are irrational, it's easy for us to talk out here when we aren't suffering, we're not under too much pain and trouble to say that, you know, this shouldn't have happened or that shouldn't have happened. That's, the judgment is not for us on that. That's one point I wanted to make. Another point that I wanted to make is that assuming that things shouldn't have happened the way they did, the price obviously right now is being paid by innocent lives. Without a doubt. We can talk about the past 5 days, the past 5 years, the past 5 decades, but right now what's happening is that 99%, I would say, 99% of the targets right now that are the primary targets of the occupation, they are not being fulfilled. They're not being actually executed. The targets are, even if we say the targets are the ones that made the attack, the resistance, and so on, what's obvious right now is that those are not the ones who are dying, and those are not the ones who are being killed. And so what we are seeing is, I mean, you've seen it all. I don't need to explain too much. The babies that you see that are blown up, the children, the mothers, the wives, the elderly, the hospitals, the ambulances, the paramedics, everything, I mean, indiscriminately are being attacked now. And obviously, it's very clear that this is going to be a little bit of a different case this time around, that an actual invasion maybe is going to be taking place. And so these are all just claims and excuses to be able to get some boots on the ground over there. I just want to point out in two cases about how we have a double standard going on here. Number one, double standard, you know, it's always the case that people like to look back at the past and see how others suffered and mourn for them. And so when we look back a few hundred years ago, we are always, well, we're not even mourning for the Native Americans anymore, but we always talk about what happened to them. And really, when you read up on what happened, those were atrocities that took place and genocide and massacres. So yeah, after a few hundred years, it's very easy to now say, yeah, it was all wrong, we shouldn't have done it. Well, you're seeing the same exact thing unfold right now. At the end of the day, we see, as I said, I would say 95% of the targets are not even being hit that you had, your primary targets, are not being hit. Yeah, so who's paying the price? What we're seeing is the exact same history repeating itself. You know what it's like? It's like the world is looking away and saying, you know what, make it as painless as possible, get it over with. Whoever you're going to kill, kill. So that, you know, we can move on to our mourning session for the ones who were killed. then why should we go back a few hundred years? We can just go back maybe a couple decades ago and look at post 9/11 and what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, other places. It wasn't about WMDs, it was about other things. Who paid the price? God knows how many hundreds of thousands, if not above a million lives were lost. And now everyone's saying it was a mistake. Well, bismillah, it's all unfolding right now in front of us. But the world, as I said, the world is closing its eyes and saying that just get it over with sooner so that we can just, you know, get on with our mourning and write in our history books that, yeah, this was one of those also cases. It's very interesting how history works and repeats itself, yet the people who are abid al-dunya, yes, they will turn a blind eye again and again. So what do we do, inshallah? I mean, whatever is going on, alhamdulillah, you see that there's been a huge mobilization, especially on social media. And there are rallies happening everywhere, inshallah. The brothers and sisters do whatever they can to expose the lies, especially on social media. You see the lies, you'll see, we can understand Arabic, right? So when they are, for example, taking a child and they're protecting the child, and in Arabic they're saying, we're not supposed to hurt the children, they'll take this on media, on the social media, and they'll say, see what they're doing to the children, you know? You're like listening to the Arabic. The Arabic is, the guy is saying the exact opposite. We're not supposed to hurt this person. And then they say, look what they're doing to the children. Anyway, these lies have to be exposed, inshallah, and the brothers and sisters try their best to do whatever they can. Whatever, it's now or never, really, it seems, because as I said, it looks like this time is going to be a little different. What brings a little bit of, I hate to say it like this, but a little bit of tranquility to the heart is what we remember about the sorcerers of Musa's time. When Fir'aun, he told them to do whatever they had to somehow expose Musa's lies, and eventually they converted to Musa's religion. Fir'aun said, I'm going to punish you the worst of punishments. Just like what's happening right now in the occupied lands, that these people are suffering so much. Fir'aun made sure that they suffer, these sorcerers suffer. But their answer to him was that all you can make decisions for is this life. Yeah? You can only do a qada of this life. Once we leave this world, whatever it takes, however much hardship we go through, our Lord will take care of us and He'll also take care of you in another way. Or the other verse that talks about the shuhada of the battles during the Prophet's time, and the mushrikeen thought that when they take the lives of these individuals, yes, it's all over, but then the Quran says, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنَ, that look, either we die or we survive. If we survive, that's something good. If we die in the way of God, that's also something good. These people that are losing their lives, in the end we know that they are going to a better place, and there is a yawm al-qiyamah, and there is a yawm al-hisab, and reckoning that Allah is going to have. And finally, what Imam Hussein said, that هَوَّنَ بِي مَا نَزَلَ بِي هَوَّنَ عَلَيَّ مَا نَزَلَ بِي أَنَّهُ بِعَيْنِ اللَّهِ, that Allah is watching. Yes, some people will lose faith in these situations. Why is Allah just watching? Some people will gain more faith and remember that Allah is watching, and the time will come. The time will come, whether in this life or the hereafter, that Allah will make sure everything is reckoned for, inshallah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? And all those still alive. Oh, yeah. I will
store.